This is Nat Metcalf. I'm pleased to be sponsored by The Netball Show for the 2026 Super League season.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
I think it's more common to just have a warm-up t-shirt and then you take that off for the game, and it kind of feels like you're not necessarily celebrating Pride Round when you're actually playing then. So yeah, it's really cool to have that visibility while we're actually playing the game.
Have you ever had a Pride dress before?
No, I don't think so. Maybe just bibs, but no, yeah. I've never actually had a Pride dress. So yeah, I think we're all really excited that we get the opportunity to wear a Pride dress and be one of the only clubs to have that. To be at a club that do a Pride match every year is super important to me. I think I have a huge sense of pride that we do get to do it, and I think it's just so important for fans to be able to see that we support Pride and we are inclusive of everyone.
I guess we've seen with the way that the team has come together, this game, apart from the fact that it's a Pride match, it's a really important game in the context of the season. Yeah. Like, it's a match that we probably absolutely have to win.
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge match for us. And, you know, what better than it is a Pride match with all the celebrations running around it. And I think we're really looking forward to the fight. I think we put out an incredible performance against Giants last time, but they're going to come out all guns blazing, and we're ready for that.
There must still be a feeling there that although those games haven't gone our way and the results haven't been what we wanted, we've still got enough games left to do something.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's there's a sense of belief that we've still got this, and we've still got some great performances in our locker that we're excited to showcase. And I think it's always tough having the two top teams back to back, and you know, most other teams in the league will have probably suffered two losses from that, and it's something that we've got to take the good from the performances and work on the bad stuff and move forward with it. I've always felt very supported in the netball community, and I've always felt like it's a safe place for everyone and really inclusive, and I just hope that others that are getting involved in netball and others that are fans of it and getting on board, I think it's really important for them to see that how inclusive it is, and how everyone is always welcome.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.